Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
That way! Parking line! Merry Christmas! That way, please!
Hi, Eddie. How's it going?
Yeah, good. No problems. Down to the end of the line. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Busy?
Yeah. The queue's easing up a bit now. Still plenty coming, though.
Good. The more, the merrier.
That's it. Down the end. Come and deck the hall at Lower Loxley.
And the merrier they are, the more they'll spend.
That's the plan.
Yes. Plenty of takers for your carriage rides, then, by the look of it.
I think they're going to be quite a hit.
Yeah, just don't say that too loud in front of Dad.
Joe? He's not here, is he?
No, he ain't.
Oh. He's
back outside St. Stephen's, trying to make a few bob-giving people rides home.
I see. Well, I really am sorry he couldn't do it here. It's all that blasted red tape.
Oh. Hi, how's it looking?
Pretty good.
On you go, keep moving. Merry Christmas.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Definitely very promising, I'd say.
I do hope so.
It is doing a sterling job here.
So, do I get a free go on the skating rink?
Well...
If you think you're up to it, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
No upper age limit.
Okay, then.
Though it is mostly aimed at the younger clientele.
Yeah, I bet Lily and Freddie can't keep off it.
Well...
They've not had much of a chance to try it yet.
Oh.
They've both got practice papers to do this morning for their school entrance exams.
School?
Yeah. Oh. Well, Rosemary, their tutor, she's coming this afternoon.
So how do they feel about that?
They're not exactly happy bunnies, of course, but...
I'm sure they'll have some time to try it out later.
Yes, but they'll have to get their work done first.
Yeah, drove into our yard in broad daylight. I mean, can you believe it?
Oh dear.
Must have been a flatbed lorry. Backed it up, helped themselves with a loader and drove away again.
Well, Eddie, it's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, too right. A few tons of our best hay.
Yeah, well, like he always says, it's nothing secret these days.
No. And I mean, it's not just the value of the stuff. That's bad enough, of course.
Oh, the price of hay this year.
Yeah, but it's more the downright blooming nerve of it.
Oh, hold on.
Huh?
Jingle bell rights, come on, hop up on the track, leave your car behind, stop global warming. Merry Christmas to you and all.
So, not many takers then?
Took Jean Harvey back from church.
Oh, well.
That's been my only ride all morning.
Well, might pick up, you never know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold, isn't it? Are you sure you're warm enough, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you going back to Brookfield?
I'm sorry, I'd love to, but... I'll have to get the car back somehow.
Blooming cars.
Hello, Joe. How's it going?
Oh, Clary.
Morning, Clary.
Morning, David.
Hey, where have you been? Didn't you go to church?
Huh? Yeah. I got talking to Jill and went back to her house for a coffee.
Oh, well, I didn't see you.
Okay, well, best be going. Taking the boys over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, David, I heard about your robbery. Isn't it terrible?
It is, yeah.
Well, whatever will they be stealing next? I don't know what the world's coming to.
No. Right, well, bye then.
Bye. So, are you going home now then, Clary, love?
Oh, all right, Joe. I'll take one of your rides.
Go. Oh, up in then. Yeah, come. Give me your hand.
Hang on.
There we
go. Oh. Saves me a walk. Got to be worth a couple of teas.
Yeah, you're comfy then.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go on, boy. Walk on. Yeah.
As soon as we've had dinner, I'm going over to join Eddie.
Oh, Lower Loxley.
I know, you'd rather be there too, Joe.
Loving health and safety.
There's going to be carols and fairy lights and a real German market. I'm so looking forward to it.
There you are. Nice hot mug of Glühwein.
I hope this is a good idea.
I don't think it's very strong. Wonderful stuff.
Oh, certainly warms you up.
I can do that too, if you like.
Nigel?
Not when I'm on duty.
Oh, Oh, is that Josh?
Yes. Not bad, is he? You can tell he's done it before.
Gosh, yes.
There's David, too.
Oh. When did we last go skating?
Yes. I think it's been far too long.
Okay, Ben, just take it steady.
You had enough already, David?
Oh, this is using muscles I forgot I had. Oh, it's fun, though, in as much as I've not fallen over yet.
Well, lots of people there to pick you up.
Yes, your students.
Now, I'm still not quite sure why we're paying them to have such a good time.
Well, I think Lewis has done a tremendous job organising it all.
Yeah, well done, Lewis.
David?
Oh, hi, Eddie. So who's looking after the car park, then?
Oh, this was me break. I've come out to meet Clary.
Oh, OK.
Titcomb's on duty this afternoon.
So, David, I don't suppose any news about the hay?
No, nothing.
Oh, no surprise there.
Oh, yes, your robbery. God, wasn't that awful?
Terrible.
You must be feeling pretty sick about it all.
I am, Nigel.
And I guess there's not much chance of them finding the thieves.
I wouldn't count on it, no.
Downright liberty. I know what I do. I caught them licking my stuff.
Yeah, likewise. Just a bit too late in our case.
Well, I reckon if they got away with it once, they'll be back again.
What, you mean try another farm?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to fix up an NFU meeting as soon as I can, just to warn people, you know, get them thinking about security again.
All you can do, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hello. Clary, hi.
Hello.
Oh, this is all so lovely. The lights and the stalls and the music.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, it's magic. Like a real Christmas fairyland.
Thank you, Clary.
So, are you going to have a skate?
Me? Go on the ice? No.
Oh, go on.
No. I just come over to watch.
Well, I'm going to have another spin around. Oh! I'm going to catch up with the boys. I'll see you.
Oh, come on, love. Why don't we?
Yes, why don't you?
Eddie, no. I know what'll happen. I'll fall flat on my backside and make a proper fool of myself.
You should be all right if you take it steady.
And there are plenty of helpers to pick you up.
There, see? It'll be a laugh. If David can do it.
Well, it does look fun. Perhaps if I'm very careful.
Yeah. Come on, let's get some skates.
No, but Eddie, you must promise to go slowly and hold me up.
Yeah, I'll look after you.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, why don't we join them?
Nigel, we can't. Not now.
Yes, we can. The place will look after itself for 10 minutes. Come on.
Oh, goodness.
That's it. Come on, you're doing fine.
No, Eddie, not so fast.
It's all right. Stay with me. Keep hold of my arm. That's the way.
Oh, that's better. Oh, my goodness, I think...
There you are, see? Who says you can't skate?
Yeah, I am on skating.
You're a natural. Take your back, eh?
Yeah. Oh, my dad used to take us to Felbersham sometimes. Me and Rosie.
Yeah, once you learn, you never forget.
Oh, just look at us,
yeah. The coolest couple on the rink.
Oh,
okay, I got you.
Gosh, look at them. Not bad, eh?
Well done, Clary.
Yes, bravo. You're looking pretty good yourself.
Am I?
Yes, very elegant. Graceful as a swan.
Thank you, Nigel. It's nice to think I can still do swan if I try.
Oh, yes.
Ah! Oh, careful. Oh,
I feel more like some kind of a duck.
You look very handsome and distinguished.
Gosh, how romantic. Aren't you glad I lured you out here?
Yeah, but the carol singers will be here soon from Darrington.
We've still got a few minutes. Let's go round again.
Tired, eh, old fella? Yeah, you and me both.
Joe?
Yeah, oh, hello, Clary, love. You're back, then?
Yeah, and I've had such a lovely afternoon.
Ah, well, better luck than us, then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Still, so long as one of us had a good time.
You look worn out. Let's go on in and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, stayed out there till dark. Only had 2 rides.
Oh, dear. Well, I dare say lots of people was over at Lower Loxley.
Maybe.
Was fun, though, Joe. And you won't believe this, me and Eddie went skating.
But I skated?
Yeah. I was so nervous, you know. I was sure I'd fall over. But as soon as we was out there,
I was fine. Well, a bit wobbly.
Well,
I hung on to Eddie and we went round and round.
I'd like to have seen that.
You really should go over, you know, Joe. Yeah. There's all lights, music, Christmas market.
Well, maybe if I got the time.
Mind the path, it's a bit slippy here.
Oh,
I think it's a frost coming down already. Yeah,
well, I'm going to be busy this week, you see.
With your rides?
No, better than that. Kissing boughs and mistletoe.
Oh, kissing boughs.
Well, I'm going to put them on the back of the trap and sell them on the green.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Should make a few bob if
That's
I'm lucky.
Good idea, Joe. I'm sure you... Oh!
Clary! Clary!
Oh!
Fabulous, aren't they?
Mm.
A big hit with the punters, too.
And what about Lily and Freddie? Has Rosemary gone?
Yes, they're out there now. I gave them a couple of pounds to spend at the market.
And did that cheer them up?
Yeah, seemed to be the trick.
Nigel!
Eddie.
Hello.
Sorry to butt in, it's Clary.
Huh?
Dad just called. She's fallen over and hurt her wrist.
What?
No, not here, at home. Kathy's taken her into casualty.
Oh, dear.
Well, Clary.
It's okay if I slip off now?
Yes, of course. I'll see to the car park. Look, you better get straight down there.
Kathy?
Oh, hello, Eddie. You made it.
Yeah, got here as quick as I could. How bad is it?
Well, I'm not sure yet. She's still down at X-ray.
Okay.
But her wrist's very swollen and painful.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's been very brave about it, poor thing.
What happened exactly?
Well, she slipped on your path and put out her hand to stop herself.
Oh, I get it.
It's one of those silly things.
So, could be just a sprain then?
Yeah, if she's lucky.
Oh, marvellous, ain't it? She goes ice skating at Lower Loxley, no problem at all, then comes home and slips on the path.
Yeah, well, that's life for you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for bringing her in any road.
Oh, no, don't worry. Joe couldn't have brought her.
Oh, hope it weren't too much trouble.
No, Jamie and I have been to lunch at Bridge Farm. We just got
it's
back.
It's all right. Thank you very much.
Oh, here she comes. Hello, love.
Oh, Eddie.
Hey, up. Oh, come as soon as I could. How are you feeling?
Terrible. I can't believe I could do such a stupid thing.
Well, have they done the X-ray?
Yes.
Well, could be worse, eh?
Worse?
If it's just a sprain, then it might...
Sprain? Nothing. It's broken, Eddie.
Eh?
Larry.
I've broken a bone in my wrist and I'm going to be in plaster for 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
Right before Christmas.
6 weeks?
Yes. Well, how am I going to work? And there's the Christmas shopping and the dinner to cook. There's a house to clean and the turkeys to pluck.
Oh,
how am I going to manage?
Thanks for calling back. Bye.
Still no luck?
Susan says she can't really manage any more daytime hours.
No?
She did say she might be able to give us the odd evening, but...
Evening?
Here, can you help me get this cover off? I think the drain might be blocked. Oh.
Just what you need.
These things are sent to try us.
So, how is Clary this morning? Do we know?
Pretty much the same, I should think.
Oh, well, you never know. A good night's rest.
What?
This wrist may not be quite so bad as she thought.
Tony, she's broken a bone. She's in plaster, for heaven's sake.
Okay.
How much worse can it get? It's her right arm. It's very painful. How could she possibly work in the dairy?
Sorry, forget I said it.
Well, it wasn't very helpful.
Pat, I've already said I'll do as much extra milking as I can so Tom can help you.
Yes, I know.
But, well, I mean, I'm not Superman.
No.
Neither is Tom. And Helen, well...
Tony, you know we can't ask her to do any more.
Yes, yes, I do.
Just when she's finally starting to ease up a bit.
So, we need to find a proper replacement for Clary pronto.
Yes.
Well, I can't see any blockage there.
Okay. Maybe it's in the dairy.
Hold on. I'll come in and see.
Poor Clary. Couldn't be worse timing for her, either. Stuck with her arm in plaster. I suppose Joe and Eddie are going to be much help.
Yeah.
I'll try and pop in and see her later if I've got a moment.
Okay.
Maybe on my way back from the shop. Oh, and I must remember to call Kathy back sometime.
Kathy? Why?
Oh, she talked about coming round tonight, but if I'm going to be working late...
So you'll just have to tell her she can't.
Okay, Tony.
You know what I think.
Oh, that's Helen.
I'll go and have a look at this drain.
Hello, love.
Mum, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, not panicking yet.
Oh.
Don't worry, we're fine. We just need to find a temp to stand in for Clary.
Well, that may not be so easy.
Well, it might take us a couple of days, but...
Well, that's why I'm calling. About tonight.
Oh?
Well, I had arranged to go out for a meal with Kirsty.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yep, but I'm quite happy to call it off.
No.
If you need me to come in and help in the dairy, that's fine.
No, love, you mustn't do that.
You're going to be pushed, aren't you? Look, if you want to keep up with the orders...
The shop order's almost done. I got up early.
But what about all the rest of it?
Helen, love, it's sweet of you to offer, but Tom's helping. We'll manage.
Are you sure?
Yes, you go out with Kirsty and enjoy yourself. We'll be fine.
Oh! Oh, blast!
Clary?
Oh, this stupid thing. Why won't it come?
What's up?
It's my tablet, so I can't get the top off.
Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Here, let me do it, love.
Oh, I feel so useless.
There you are. Don't let your tea go cold.
Thank you, Eddie. It's time for one of my painkillers.
So, anything for dinner?
Oh, there's ham and cheese in the fridge.
Okay. I could do with something to warm me up.
Well, there's eggs if you want to make yourself an omelette.
Omelette?
Yeah, break the eggs in a bowl.
I know. Where's Dad got to?
He's gone back out with Bartleby.
Oh.
He's selling his mistletoe.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, who's that now?
Okay, don't move. I'm getting it.
Eddie, hello.
Oh, afternoon.
Oh, Pat.
Hello, Clary.
Hello.
This is just a fine visit. I'm on my way back from the shop.
Oh.
I just thought I'd bring you these.
Oh, Pat, well, they're lovely, but you shouldn't have.
I thought they might cheer you up.
Well, thanks ever so much. That's so kind.
Perhaps Eddie would like to put them in some water?
Eh? Oh, yes, right.
Oh, but Pat, I do feel so terrible the way I've let you down.
No, that is quite enough of that. Don't you worry about us. We're all right. How's the wrist? Is the pain any better?
Oh, it's not so bad, really. The pills do help.
So, what exactly have you broken?
It's an undisplaced fracture of the radius bone.
Ooh.
That's what they said. This is only temporary. I've got to go back Wednesday for a bigger one.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, I do feel so useless, Pat, with one hand. I can't do the simplest things of putting on my tights, buttoning up my cardi.
Well, you should treat it as a chance to have a holiday.
You think so?
Yeah, you'll just have to learn to sit back and let someone else do it all for a change.
Yeah, don't you worry, Pat. Me and Dad, we'll look after her.
Gosh, so many choices.
Well, this is all strictly on me,
so... Oh, no, Helen.
Yes, that's the deal. So choose anything you want.
Oh, thanks. Okay, then.
You've earned it. With meat almost the size of a house, you've been working for both of us.
Well, I'm glad you've started to slow down a bit.
Hauling myself around the shop. Anyway, this is a kind of thank you.
Well,
okay, so it's only the feathers, but...
Oh, it's so nice to do this, just the two of us.
Yeah.
Not even having to think about Jack's.
No, definitely not allowed. So, what about this menu?
What should I go for?
Well, I think I'm going to keep it simple. I'll have the tuna salad.
Okay.
So, your choice?
The Cumberland sausage looks good. Or maybe the bouillabaisse. Oh, and hey, venison stew with dumplings. I've had that here before.
Have you?
Yeah, it is just amazing. It's got some kind of booze in the sauce and herbs in the dumplings.
Sounds tempting.
Yep, I'll definitely go for the venison. Good for a cold winter's night.
Okay.
And you're having the tuna.
Well, the venison does sound fantastic.
Yeah, but... I mean, just because I'm having it, you don't...
No. What the hell? I don't want to get food envy. I'll have the venison too.
Clary?
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, just fetching some logs. What are you out here for?
Putting some scraps out for the bird. That's one thing I can do.
In the dark?
We're going to do it earlier, and then Nick called round.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brought the kids after school and stayed a couple of hours. It was so nice just to have the company. She really cheered me up. She made me feel much better.
Ah, that's good.
And she tidied up the kitchen. And she's brought us a lovely beef stew.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know she made it special? That's sweet of her. So kind and thoughtful.
So at least you'll have some tea tonight.
Yeah, that's very decent of her.
And if you do some potatoes, there should be enough to last a couple of days.
Potatoes?
Yeah, well, don't look at me. I can't peel them one-handed.
Yeah, fair enough.
And in case you forgot, Neddy, the other thing I shall not be able to do is pluck the turkeys.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that. We'll manage.
Oh, you've got it all sorted then?
Yeah, well, I soon will have.
Well, so how exactly are we going to do?
Clary, love, look, you just take it easy and let your wrist mend. Let me worry about the turkeys.
He must be, what, 90? And he comes in once a week and buys a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, him?
Yeah, nothing else. I don't know if he's eating it or storing it in his cellar.
Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. I've just woken the baby.
Oh.
All that venison, I'm not sure where, but I squeezed it in somehow.
Well, you're not regretting it, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Good.
Oh, it's amazing.
And well done. I know that can't have been an easy one for you.
No. I'm trying not to stress so much about my diet. About everything, in fact. Just be more relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. After what the midwife said, you know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be worrying about that anymore.
No, but... So, I needn't have got quite so scared, but it was good that it happened. I mean, all that dieting and exercise. Was I really thinking about the baby, or... Was it more about me? Was I just being selfish? Just the thought that I might have been harming this little thing inside me.
Which you haven't.
No. But it's really made me think hard about my priorities.
Well, it's great that you're able to do that. Get things in perspective. Be easy on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really glad we came out tonight, Kirsty. Thanks so much for coming.
Hey, no, I should be thanking you.
So, right, what about some pudding?
Well, you're going to hate me for this, but I've been eyeing up the tart tatin.
Oh, great. I don't think I'll join you on this one. I'll burst.
So why don't I ask for 2 spoons and you can have a nibble of mine?
Okay, then. You're on.
Oh, I'm not sure how, but we got it all done.
Tom helped, okay?
Yep. But the thought of getting up and doing it all again tomorrow and the day after.
Here you are. This'll help you wind down.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and there's a message from Kathy.
Huh?
Yeah. She's going round to help Clary later, so she won't be coming here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need to look quite so smug about it, Tony.
Was I?
I know how you feel about her coming round. You've made it plain enough.
Oh, well, let's be fair. Sunday lunch wasn't exactly a barrel of laughs, was it?
OK. So Jamie wasn't on such good form.
Hardly said a word. Just sat there sulking into his Yorkshire pud.
Don't you have any sympathy for him at all?
Yes, it's tough on him. Of course, I feel sorry for the lad, but... Well, that doesn't mean he has to come and do a Kevin all over our Sunday lunch.
Come on, he wasn't that bad. And it meant such a lot to Cathy.
OK, OK.
And she did go out of her way to say how much she appreciated it.
All right, Cathy's your friend. You want to support her. But there is a limit. I don't want them coming round next Sunday.
Oh, so is that an ultimatum?
Next Sunday? December the 12th?
Oh, yes.
Our 36th anniversary. I really don't want to share that with a stroppy teenager.
So, what would you like to do?
Well, something with just the two of us.
Hi.
Hello, love.
Hiya.
I wondered if you might still be in the dairy.
Nope, just finished.
Oh, good.
Come and join us.
Just thought I'd pop in and see if you survived your day.
Yeah, bit tired, but...
So, you had a good time out with them?
Kirsty. Oh. Yeah, it was lovely. Had a really nice meal and a good old natter, you know.
Ah, great.
Oh, I may have slight heartburn tonight, but it was worth it.
Oh, would a drink help? Some fizzy water?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, hold on. I'll get you some.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
So where did you go?
Just to the Feathers.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Kirsty talked me into having the venison. It was so good.
Venison? Ooh.
Anyway, Mum, there's another reason I wanted to talk.
Okay.
Well, you know my antenatal class next week?
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't really want to go on my own all the time, so Look, would you like me to come? Would you mind? I mean, I know it's a terrible time for you. You're up to your eyes in it here.
Oh, no. No, love, don't worry about that. Of course I'll come with you.
Mum, you promised.
Freddie.
Yes, you did.
You said we could go skating after school.
No, I didn't say straight after school.
Oh. Please, please.
Now then, what's all this fuss about?
Mum won't let us go skating.
And you promised us we could.
Now, wait a minute.
Please.
Hold on. The deal was you each did one practice paper and then you could go skating.
Oh. But Grandma's coming over to see us.
Grandma?
Yes.
Yes, she called earlier. She wants to take them round the stalls.
Oh. Well, she's not here yet, is she?
No, but, well, maybe we could let them just...
Yes!
All right, listen, here's the new deal. You each do 20 minutes work and then you can go out.
Oh.
20 minutes, go on. Quicker you start, the sooner you'll finish.
Oh.
A poor country boy with no schooling or trade. I have no fortune to woo a fair maid. But sweet as you... sweet as you are... Would you take it amiss if I made so bold as to...
Harry! Talking to yourself, that's not a good sign.
Jazz.
You've been taking your medication.
Jazz, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Stay wet.
Well, I'm trying to practice here.
You go ahead. This kid on, I'm no here.
Yeah, right.
You losing your nerve or what?
No.
Stage fright. Could be a problem. You being the star of the show.
Okay, yeah, forget it.
Well, you having some tea?
Yeah, if you're making some.
Aye. It's been all go with Clary away. Tom's been helping out in the dairy. Left me alone with the pigs.
So you're going to make the rehearsal?
Maybe. Have a wee shower first.
Oh, yeah. And, Chaz, have you been using my hairdryer?
Me? Did I look as though I've had a blow dry?
Well, it was in your room this morning.
Oh, Jackie. She stayed out again.
Okay, well, not that I mind, but...
She was going to the job centre the day. She'll have wanted to look her best.
Well... Maybe you could ask her to put it back next time.
I'll do that. She must have been in a rush. She's a very tidy person. She always makes up the futon before she goes.
Sorry, hang on. I'm going to have to take this. Hey, Fallon, how's things?
Not so bad. You?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, great. You looking forward to the rehearsal?
yeah, I guess.
What's the matter? You getting bored with it already?
Oh, no, not bored at all.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just wanted to ask, do you know which scenes we're doing tonight? I was going to have a look at them before I go.
We're picking up from last week, I think, the scene in the in the kitchen.
Oh, yes. Where you steal a kiss from the fair Alice.
yeah, that's the one.
That should be a laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you later then.
That husband of mine. Turn my back for 5 minutes.
Hello. Why don't you go and join him?
Well, some of us have got work to do.
Teddy and Lily are having a wonderful time.
Yeah. Have you been round the market?
No, they wanted to skate first.
Oh, okay.
Then they're going to take me on a carriage ride.
Grandma, look!
Yes, Lily, I can see. Well done.
Grandma, come on. Come and skate with us.
No, thank you, Freddie.
You'll be all right. We'll look after you.
Very kind, but I think I'll stay where I am.
Freddie, come away. Stop pestering your grandmother.
I'm not pestering.
Freddie, I couldn't keep upright. You skate, I'll watch.
Oh.
And I do think you're so lucky to have a real skating rink in your own grounds.
Yes, but we're never allowed to use it.
Now, Freddie.
It's true. We have to stay in and do all our schoolwork.
Oh, not all the time, surely.
Freddie, stop moaning and go and join your sister.
OK.
See if you can catch her up.
Schoolwork? Does he mean this extra tutoring?
Yes, with Rosemary.
Is that still going on?
Well, yeah.
Lizzie, I've had a thought about their birthday.
Oh, okay, tell me.
Well...
That's Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, we were going to do the usual thing, the cinema and then a meal somewhere. But why don't we have a skating party instead?
Well, yes, why don't we?
You know, take over the whole rink after it's closed. Invite all their friends around.
Yeah, and a winter barbecue. Baked potatoes and roast chestnuts.
Perfect. We've got this massive rink just sitting there.
Wonderful. But... what about this extra tuition of Freddy's?
Oh, we won't make him work on his birthday.
No. I mean, surely you won't expect him to keep doing it over the holidays?
Well, yes.
Is that really necessary?
Mum...
Jill, he's still quite a way behind, Lily. If he's going to stand any chance of getting into the cathedral school...
Well, yes, perhaps. But I do think it's a mistake to push him too hard. Surely you could give them a break over the Christmas holidays.
Well, I...
We'll give them Christmas week, of course.
And anyway, even if Freddie doesn't pass the entrance exams, there's nothing wrong with Borgie's degree. He might even be a lot happier there.
Ah, Linda. Yeah, reminding me about the panto rehearsal.
What time is that?
6. I better get my skates off and get back to work.
Yes, you should.
Bye, Jill.
So then.
All right, 2 minutes, everyone.
Cue Alice.
Oh, help. A terrible fright. There's a horrid rat in my chamber. In my chamber tonight. Shut up, Harry.
Yeah, it's not meant to be funny.
Well, stop it then.
Me, what? I was just adding a few scary sound effects.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate to break this to you, Harry, but your scary wouldn't frighten a 2-year-old.
Well, I am deeply offended.
Sorry, but it's true.
All right. Oi, Idle Jack. Come over here and scare Fallon.
Me? I've not even in this scene.
Come on, just be a rat. Show your teeth a bit. Get in the mood.
In the mood?
Yeah.
You mean for when you get to Snogger?
No,
we haven't got that far yet.
It's coming up soon. It's all here.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, never mind that.
Look, come on, we're all mates here, Harry. Tell the truth. Have you ever snogged Emdy before?
What? Jazza?
I'm just curious, that's all.
Well, so what's it to you, how many girls?
Shut up, Jazz. You're embarrassing him.
I'm just saying. I'd be happy to help you. Me and Fallon.
What?
Just a wee demonstration. We'll show Harry here how it's
no,
done.
No, thank you, Jazza. Don't kiss kitchen boys.
Really? Who's that?
Jazza,
you know the rules. All phones to be turned off.
It's Tom. I'll have to take this in.
Now, Harry, Fallon.
Are you ready for us now?
I'm
afraid there's been a change of plan. We can't do your kitchen scene.
Oh, why not?
I'm still short of rat henchmen. I can't find a replacement for Nathan.
Oh well.
Okay. I've been trying to persuade Reese.
Reese?
Well, yes, he said he'd think about it, but he hasn't got back to me yet.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised.
We can always just skip that scene and move on to the next one.
Okay, no problem, I'll be
No, we'll do the slapstick scene instead. Nigel, Jazza, on the stage, please.
Coming!
It's a shame.
Yeah, next time, maybe.
Linda, some bad news.
What?
Tom, he's working on a big order for the dairy and they're way behind. He wants me to help Helen out in the packing shed.
What now?
I'm sorry, it's a real emergency. Oh. I need to get straight down there. You'll have to manage without me.
But Jazz, you... Oh. Well, that's all I need.
I can't do the scene without you.
All right. No slapstick. Harry, Fallon, we'll go back to your kitchen scene. Rats or no rats?
Oh, okay then.
Here, I bought them some sugared almonds.
Ooh, yummy.
They'll have to share them. Anyway, time I got home.
Well, thanks, Mum. It's been really nice for Freddie and Lily.
Lovely for me, too. And Elizabeth, I don't mean to start a row about the extra tuition.
No. Well, you know, it's a difficult one.
But I did mean what I said, especially about Freddie.
Yes, I know, Mum.
I know Nigel disagrees. If you have to push him so hard just to get him into the cathedral school...
Well, or Felpersham boys.
Either. It probably means it wouldn't suit him anyway, so he wouldn't be happy there.
Yeah, but, Mum, if Lily does get in, which she probably will, and Freddie doesn't, they'll end up going to different schools.
I can understand why you don't want to split them up.
No, they'd hate it. So at least this way, we're giving him the best chance we can.
Yes, but if you really want to keep them together... Why not send them both to Borchester Green?
Well, lots of reasons.
I can't think of many. Lily's the kind of girl who'd do well anywhere. And I think it would be so much better for Freddie.
Perhaps.
Otherwise, you could end up spending all that money on fees and making him miserable.
Yeah, but I do see where Nigel's coming from. Mum, if Freddie doesn't have extra tuition, he won't even be given the choice.
All right. Well, perhaps Nigel and I will have to agree to differ. and I must be on my way.
Will you come over on Sunday for their party?
Will.
They'd love to have you.
That's all right. Thanks. I will.
Oh, Dick, I'm so glad that Beau Bells made you steer back to old London town and made a friend of me here.
Hi. I'm just a poor country boy with no fortune nor...
Schooling! No schooling!
Sorry, yep, yeah, sorry. No schooling or trade. I have no great fortune to,
Maid, Harry, what's the matter with you tonight? You're usually word perfect.
Sorry, I'm just a bit off form.
Well, I hope you're going to be able to manage the kiss. It is a key moment in the arc of the development of the dramatic tensions within the narrative.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, relax, okay? Take it from me, it'll be fine.
Right. I have no great fortune to woo a fair maid, but sweet as you are, would you take it amiss if I made so bold as to steal a kiss?
You may do as you please, young sir.
Oh, my fair Alice.
Good, good. That's more like it.
Gosh.
Well done. All right, you can stop it there. Harry, Fallon?
Okay. Oh. Right.
So, there. That was okay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well done. That was perfect. Now, as we've still got only one rat henchman, we'll have to break here. Fallon, could I have a quick word? Fallon?
Yes.
It's about Reese. I know it's a busy time.
Harry? I say, bravo. That was quite a kiss. Very convincing.
Thanks.
Fallon looked quite pink and breathless by the time you'd finished. Are you and she...
What?
Well, you know.
Me and Fallon?
Because if you're not, then...
Well, hey, no. It's nothing like that.
So, just good friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, right.
Come on, Nigel, get real. I mean, Fallon, she's way out of my league.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, she's great. We click, we have some laughs, so... Well, I really like her, but... Anything else, so... Forget it.
Home sweet home. Dad, we're back!
Oh, dear, here we go again.
Hey?
My coat buttons, you'll have to undo them for me.
Okay, wait there.
Look at me studio like a toddler.
Hello, Clary Lou.
Hello, Joe.
How's your arm, eh? They fix it up for you?
Well, they give me a new plaster. You'll see in a minute.
Oh, there. Now, just get the sleeve off your good arm.
Ow! Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Then you sit down and Dad'll make you a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, where are you off to then?
I'm back out again. Take some logs over to Penny Essex.
Now, there, you see, Joe, look, it's right up to my elbow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, blooming great thing. And now I've got to lug it around for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, it'll soon go, boy. Like Pat said, treat it like a holiday.
Some holiday. Can't drive. Can't have a proper bath. Can't even do up me bra.
Oh, never mind. That's what I'm here for.
But you aren't here half the time. That's the trouble. You're working.
Yeah, well, what I'm...
I can't keep on asking Cathy to come round.
So we'll just have to get organised, work out a routine.
So what time will you be back?
6.
Well, no later. I don't care how tired I am. I don't want to miss the Christmas lights.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get you down to the green.
So, what about our tea, then? We finish that casserole.
You'll have to sort that out, Dad.
Me?
Oh, and Eddie the turkeys. Now, you said you'd sort that out.
Yeah, no need to fret. I'm on to it. See you later.
No need to fret, he says. I hope not.
So, what are we going to eat, then?
Well, you hungry already, Joe?
No, but I will be. Come tea.
Nick's done us some shopping, so there's plenty of onions and vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables?
Well, there's some cold chicken in the fridge from Sunday. I'm keeping it for some soup.
Soup?
Yeah, well, it's quick and easy, isn't it? You just chop up some onions and carrots.
Well, don't fill it up, though. Pie'd be better.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, nice chicken and mushroom pie.
All right. You want a pie? You can make us some pastry.
Eh? Pastry? Me?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I can't. I don't know how.
If you want a pie, you'll have to learn, won't you? So let's get started, shall we?
Oh, should be one of our best drives. We hardly got a bird out of it yesterday.
Yeah?
A couple of dozen, maybe. The guns weren't too impressed.
Oh?
Well, it's not even my fault. It was dogs.
Oh, dogs?
Yeah, or a couple of strays, a whippet and a terrier. They was all through here on Monday. I reckon they must have cleared it out.
Didn't you catch them?
Well, I heard them, but by the time I got here, it was too late.
Oh.
Right at our busiest time. Just what I don't need.
Yeah, yeah. Hard luck on you, son.
So, what are you after anyway? More Christmas trees?
Oh, now, William, how about we draw a line under all that, eh? And move on.
So, what is it then?
It's about your mum.
Oh, yeah. So how's she doing?
Much the same, you know.
Yeah, sorry I ain't been to see her. I've not had a minute.
Oh, no. She understands.
Go on, seek him, Meg.
And Nick's been great. She's been round every day.
Yeah, well, you know, luckily she's got the time.
Yeah, and of course, me and Dad, we're doing all we can, you know, cooking, cleaning up. But there's just one little problem.
Oh?
The turkeys. They've got to be done next week. With your mum the way she is.
Well, I already said I'll help out a bit if I can.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But, well, Mum can't do the plucking anymore. Well, not with one hand. So one of us will have to stand in for her.
But you want me to do all the plucking?
I know how busy you are, son.
Yeah, I'd have to be there for the whole day.
Oh, it's not just for me. Oh, your mum's been worrying. It's been keeping her awake at nights. And that's not helping her wrist mend. If you could do this for her, it'll be a real weight off her mind.
Well, it could hardly have come at a worse time for her.
I know it's the same for all of us, but this is a real emergency.
Well, it would have to be a day they're not shooting.
Yeah, of course, we can fix that.
Okay, yeah. Tell Mum I'll do me best.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, good on you, son. If we all pull together, we'll manage it. You see.
Those candle holders, they're so cute.
Nice and kitschy.
Oh, they twinkle. That is just so Christmassy.
Well,
who knows? If you're a very good girl, Santa Claus might get his elves to make one for you.
No, I've got a better idea. Why don't I just buy one now?
Oh, you don't spoil the magic for me.
Sorry.
Put it on your list and be patient.
You won't know, though, will you, what I have in my stocking? You won't be there.
So, you'll have to call me and tell me all about it.
No, Mia, you'll be sick.
Oh, Nick, hi.
Oh, hiya.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
Alfie.
You having a good time then, Mia?
Oh, she wants another one of those chocolate-covered fruits.
Two. Mia, you'll go pop. Is Jake here too?
Oh, he's around with some friends from school.
And are you going back to see the lights on the green?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we shan't miss that.
Hey, Phoebe, you just stay and talk to Nick and Mia. There's something I want to get.
Okay.
I won't be a minute.
Oh, very mysterious.
Yeah.
So, how are your plans for Christmas?
Well, Mum goes back to South Africa next week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
To be with her family in Joburg.
So how long's she going for?
A month. So I won't see her till after the New Year.
Oh, right. Well,
so we're going to have a kind of special early Christmas on Friday.
Oh!
Yeah, at home farm. Like, Granny's cooking us a turkey and a little Christmas pudding.
Aww.
I can open some of my presents.
Oh, that's nice. It's a lovely idea.
Yeah. And anyway, a month's not very long, really, is it?
Blooming stuff. And now it's gone sticky again.
Oh, Joe.
Look at it. It's like super glue.
Did you add some more flour?
Oh, I done what you said.
Yeah, well, that ain't so bad for a beginner. Bless you.
Oh, good old flour's gone up my nose. Oh,
just add a bit more and keep blending it in.
Oh, hello. How's the chef?
She's blending, she says.
Hello, Eddie. He's doing fine.
Oh, I hope so, because I'm starving.
He's making the pastry for a pie.
Pastry?
Yeah. I'd like to see you do any better.
And it's supposed to be white, not grey.
What's grey?
You washed your hands before
Eddie,
you...
Eddie, never mind what colour it is. It'll taste the same. Just leave him be.
Tell us about the turkeys. Have you found someone to help us out?
Oh, yeah. It's all sorted.
Is it?
Yeah. William's going to do the plucking.
William?
Yeah, he's coming over for the whole day.
But how will he ever have the time?
Well, I told him the situation and he said he'd make the time.
Oh.
No problem, he said. He didn't want you worrying about
it.
Oh,
that is so good of him. I'm so pleased.
And I called Edward and he's going to help me with the killing.
Edward too? Oh, thank goodness. Oh, that is such a relief.
Oh, Dad. Oh, blooming flower. Oh.
How are you getting on, Joe?
Well, it's all in a lump. Oh. Oh, what do I do with it now, then?
Find a rolling pin and flatten it out.
Flatten it?
Yep. And if we're going to eat in time for the Christmas lights, you better get a move on.
Five, four, three, two, one!
Woohoo! Oh, that's so cool.
Wow, perfect timing. I love it.
Yeah.
If I told that to some people back home, they just wouldn't believe it.
Crazy English custom.
It's great, though. Oh, I'm glad I'm still here. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, where's Rory?
It's okay. He's with Granny.
Kate?
Oh, hi, Will.
Have you seen Nick and the kids anywhere?
Oh,
there she is.
Will? Hello?
Hiya.
Oh, you missed the lights.
Oh, no, I got here just in time. But sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Mum's here with the kids, so...
Hey, Mum, do you want a mince pie?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll get us one each.
Thanks. So, Phoebe says you're going away for Christmas.
Yes, back to Joburg.
Oh, that'd be nice for your little ones. Nolly and...
Nolly and Sipo, yeah. Oh. Nice for me too, I've really missed them.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll be working too on a project for uni.
What's the holidays these days? A month, is it?
Yeah. Well, more or less, you know. I've not exactly firmed up my dates yet.
No. Oh.
Anyway, better find Phoebe. She'll need some money to pay for those mince pies.
Oh.
Oh, Eddie.
Well, it's that pie of Dad's sat in me belly like a lump of lead.
I've been looking forward to this all day. I don't want you moaning.
No, poisonous.
Oh, better than starving to death.
Oh, there's Linda. Quick, look the other way.
What?
Oh, she's after me about the panto. Now she wants me to play both rats after all.
Two rats?
Because Nathan's bottled out. I told her I can't do it now, no way. All them extra lines, I'll be too busy.
Oh, I don't get it. How can you play two anyway?
She's here, Will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, William.
Oh, Mum, hello.
Hello, love.
So how are you? How's the wrist?
Oh, you can see, look.
Oh, blimey.
I told you it was big, didn't I?
Well, I'm getting used to it. Oh, and William, I'm so pleased you can come do the turkey.
Oh, yeah,
that's
well.
Really sweet of you. I know how busy you are. I've been so worried about it.
Yeah,
didn't I tell you, son?
Thank you so much. Now I'll have both my boys there to help us out.
Hey?
I'll make sure he gets there on time, Clary.
Yeah, well, the earlier we can start, the better.
But both of us? Well, so Ed's going to be there too?
Well, yeah.
You never told me that, Dad.
Yeah, to help me with the killing.
Well, you know, if he's there, I don't know if I can do it.
Hey, you what?
William?
Will?
You promised.
I never promised nothing. I said I'd do me best.
William! No, now, please, don't let's start all that again.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mum.
William, but... sorry? That just ain't good enough. Look at your Mum, up to her elbow in plaster. How can you do this to her?
Well...
this should be a time when we all pull together, the whole family.
Will, come on.
All you can think about is your own stupid... selfish row with your brother. Oh, you ought to know better than that. I'm ashamed of you, son.
You can say what you like.
William?
Will. Look, so Ed's going to be there, but doesn't mean you have to talk to him, does it?
No, but...
not if you don't want, but you can't let everyone down. That's just been plain silly.
Well...
yeah, Nick's dead right.
So don't you worry, Clary. Of course we'll come and help with the turkeys.
But we?
Yeah, me too. I'll change my shifts at the Bull, get Mum to look after the kids.
Oh, you can't do that,
look. Yes, I can. We'll get those birds done. Isn't that right, Will?
William?
Yeah, all right. I'll be there.
Okay, left here,
Look out for the filter lane.
Filter lane, I know.
Okay.
Green.
Yep. Great, okay. No, you're doing fine.
Anyway, I know Mum's still not too sure about Felpersham.
Why'd you say that?
She thinks I should go away to college, doesn't she?
No, of course not.
Well, I know she hasn't said anything, but it's all been like, what a great time she had when she went away.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean that she thinks it's right for you.
No, but it's kind of hint, hint.
Pip, you've made your choice. That's great. We would both be delighted for you to go to Felpersham, honestly.
I just don't want people to think I've gone for the easy option, you know, just because it's local.
Well, why should they? Look, you've done all your research, you've thought it through carefully, you've talked to Brenda.
Yeah, and I know she didn't do agriculture, but...
Hang on, mini roundabout.
She says
whoa,
she...
Whoa, hang on. Okay, it's clear. Good, well done.
She says she really enjoyed her business studies, she liked her tutors, and she reckons there's a great social life too.
But it's a great course, it's a great uni, and you won't have to take out such a massive loan.
Yeah.
And we'll still get to have you around the farm. Win-win.
Yeah, okay.
Decision made. Come on, get your UCAS form done and get revising for your ESIS.
I've been revising, and I'll do some more of my business studies when I get home.
Look out.
Oh, whoops, sorry. Mirror...
A minor fault, if you're lucky.
I know.
So, maybe a bit less conversation for now, eh? Be nice to get the car home in one piece.
Hey!
Oh, Ruth!
Hi, Ed. You off to start your milking?
Yeah, but...
I'm behind. I got caught by Linda outside the shop, wanting me to be a rat in the pantle.
Should have said no.
That never works for Linda, does it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, well, I better get
going. Oh, wait, I've got something here for you.
Oh?
Well, it's from Dad. He came while you were out.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's a bag of hay.
Hay? So what?
Well, this is it's going to sound a bit random, I know, but...
Mum?
Hi, Pip. How was the lesson?
Oh, I did great, didn't I, Dad?
Well, yeah.
Well done.
As long as you keep concentrating.
So, can I book my test now, please?
Well...
Yeah, go on, why not?
Yay! Oh, at last! I mean, how can I possibly fail?
I'm glad you're feeling so confident.
Well, I'd have to be so unlucky.
Right, well, look, can I tell you...
Ed. Eddie's left us a bag of hay.
That's right, yeah.
Really?
Right, well, he was at the market this morning and there was this hay dealer he'd not seen before selling big bales.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, Dad had a chat with him and he thought he sounded a bit of a chancer, you know, a bit dodgy.
Uh-huh.
So when he wasn't looking, Dad grabbed some handfuls of the hay he was selling.
Right.
You mean he thought it might be ours?
Well, yeah, you know, that stuff you had nicked.
Okay.
Well, it's possible, I suppose. Let's have a look.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to tell. One lot of hay looks much the same as another, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Still, well done, Eddie, for trying.
Well, it looks like decent stuff anyway. Fresh, it's good quality.
Can I see, Dad?
Yeah, sure.
Right, well, I'll leave that with you.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Oh, and say thanks to your dad if you see him.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, Ed.
Well, it was a nice thought of Eddie's,
yeah.
But...
I suppose we can always feed it to the ewes.
Oh, no, wait, Dad, look at this.
Huh?
Look at what?
This seed head. It's a grass, crested dog's tail.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And there's tons of that in our wet grassland. I did that survey, remember?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean
no,
that...
but it's a typical wet grassland species. So this hay didn't come from your standard seed-grown crop?
Right.
I suppose.
There's a lot of other species here too. I've still got that list. I could check it out.
Yeah, you could.
I wouldn't spend a lot of time on it, Pip.
I don't mind. It won't take long. It's way more interesting than revising for my retake.
I'm sure it is, but...
Yeah. You go on then. Why not?
So, Ed, tell me. How'd you kill a turkey?
Hey?
I'm just interested. Professional curiosity.
Professional?
Aye. Your dad was after me to help out next week.
What, with the killing?
Aye.
So what did you tell him?
I had to say no. I've not got the free time.
Yeah, well.
So, tell me how it's done.
Look, you don't need to know, and right now I don't want to tell you.
Whatever.
And to be honest, I've got better things to do myself next week, but...
Your dad won't be pleased if you let him do.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there. Em's coming along as well.
What, in her condition?
Well, not for the killing, just to tidy up and make the tea, that kind of stuff.
Sounds like you're in for a real fun day.
Yeah, well, Em's not so keen, but with Mum the way she is...
There you guys.
Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all you lassies, it's Hot Lips Harry.
Yeah, all right, Jazz.
What's this?
You know, heard. His big kiss at the Panto rehearsal.
Kiss?
Real hot stuff.
You weren't even there, Jazz. I just...
See what Nigel tells me. They're going to have to make it an 18.
Jazz, grow up, please.
Okay. Just kidding.
Do you want a drink, Harry?
Thanks, Ed. Not this time, no. I'm here for a computer lesson.
Oh, all right.
Gene Harvey's waiting, so I'll see you later, Jazz.
See ya.
So, how's this flat working out, then?
No problem. We're getting on fine. No plans to move it any time soon.
Well, that's good.
If you call in sometime, I'll show you around.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, you're in a rush to go home.
Well, no, not especially. Em's round her mum's.
So, this place is dead as a dodo. Why don't we grab a few beers and head back there now?
Yeah, all right. Why not?
And in return for my hospitality, maybe you could do me a wee favour.
I don't think she's having any serious doubts. She's still pretty set on Felpersham.
It's a big decision.
Yeah, I think it's more that, you know, she's worried people might think it's because she doesn't want to leave home.
No.
No, well, that's what I told her.
Well, don't forget, it was only a few months ago she was talking about going abroad with...
Yeah, no, please, don't remind me.
Okay. But you take me point.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dad?
Oh, hi, Pip. Dinner in 5 minutes.
Yeah, great. Dad, I've been looking at this hay.
Oh, right. How are you getting on?
Wait, you'll want to see this.
Yeah?
It's a good sample. I've counted 12 different species.
Really?
Pip, do we really need hay all over the table?
Yes. Look, crested dog's tail, red fescue, Yorkshire fog, white clover.
Oh, yeah.
And see this, meadow vetchling and yellow rattle and what looks like ragged robin.
Well, that is quite a collection.
Yes, and wait for this. We've got every single one of those species in our own wet grassland.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Yes, of course, I'm positive. It's a total match. I know from when I did my survey.
Okay.
Well, you've done a great job, but it still doesn't prove anything.
Well, no, but...
It's a pretty big coincidence, though, Ruth. Ours gets stolen, and then this comes up for sale in Borchester.
Yeah, right, it's got to be ours.
Well, even if it is, what can we do about it? We can't prove anything.
Did Eddie give us the name of this dealer?
Yeah, I wrote it down somewhere.
Okay, so maybe I'll give him a call.
Right, you can see it's not a palace, but I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, no, it's cosy. You've got yourself well set up.
Couch, flat screen, music, and now we're all complete.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, grab a seat. And one of these.
Oh, thanks, mate. Cheers.
A wee one. That was way heavy. Saved me a hernia.
Yeah. Are you sure that's the best place for it?
Aye, that's perfect.
Guys?
Oh, the man is sell just in time.
Yeah,
Ed. Hi.
Evening.
You okay there? Jazz looking after you?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Jazz, what's that?
It's an electrical refrigeration device.
Yeah, okay, but why is there an old fridge in our living room?
It's not as old as that, and it works fine.
Jazz, am I missing something here?
That wee fridge in the kitchen. There's not enough room to chill the beer, so I picked this up second hand.
Okay, but...
It'd help me fetch it in. Smart move or what? Now we're all set up to ask a few mates around.
Yeah, Jazz, I don't know, I've got an early start. Is this really such a good idea?
It's a brainwave. Yeah, grab one for yourself. It's party time.
Okay.
Yes?
Oh, hi. Is that Steve? Steve Bateman?
Speaking?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry to call so late. You had some hay for sale at Borchester Market.
And your name is?
My name is David. I've got a farm nearby.
And you want some hay?
Well, it looked like pretty decent stuff. Is there any more where that came from?
There might be. Hold on a bit. I'll go somewhere a bit quieter.
All right.
How much do you want?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm interested. I keep horses. They're picky eaters, you know, they prefer meadow hay. Yours look like it might be from old grassland.
Yeah, but it's good stuff, my best quality.
So when was it made?
Oh, it's this year's crop. Not being rained on, dry as a bone.
Oh, so you made it yourself then?
Well, I'm a dealer, I'm not a farmer.
So, do you know where it came from?
Well, I shift a lot of hay. I can't keep track of every bale.
But you must have some idea, surely?
I could find out, but what's the difference?
Well, I'd just be interested to know. Hello?
Sorry, what was that name again?
David. David Archer.
Archer.
And I'm interested because I had some very similar hay stolen recently.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Just what are you saying here?
I'm just asking where you got the hay you sold at Borchester.
Well, I'm an honest trader, all right? If it looks hot, then I don't touch it.
So you won't mind telling me where you got it?
Listen, mate, if you're trying to accuse me of stealing...
No, I'm just asking a simple question.
No, sunshine, you be careful what you say. You've picked the wrong man. You can't go calling me up and making accusations.
So why won't you give me an answer?
You hear what I'm saying? Just you be careful, all right? You can get yourself in trouble.
So you're not going to tell me, wait... Yes.
Sounds like he's off the phone now.
But Dad, what happened? What did he say?
Well, that was him, all right. That was our man.
Yes, I knew it.
But how, David? How can you be so sure?
Because as soon as I asked him where it came from, he came on all heavy.
Well, yeah, but...
Just take it from me, Ruth. I've got him banged to rights. You might as well have signed a confession.
So, quick, tell the police.
Well, I don't know. Doesn't seem much point.
Why not? Go on, call them.
Pip, we've still got no proof. It's just my word against his.
No, I don't believe it.
Your dad's right, Pip.
But you did really well, love. That was a great piece of detective work.
Yeah, well done.
So we're just going to let him get away with it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But I got some satisfaction out of it. Well, let's hope he'll be more careful next time. Should have warned him off round here, and that's something.
I thought if we're going to bother, we might as well do it properly.
All the trimmings?
Oh, yeah, more or less. I've managed to find a small turkey, and Rory's not so keen on Christmas pudding, so I'm doing a trifle as well. Oh.
So just the cream, is it?
Ah, yes, please. Oh, it's all been a bit of an effort, but it'll mean such a lot to Phoebe. She's really going to miss Kate when she's gone.
Afternoon! Ah! Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, Vicky. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, look at her. Isn't she just blooming?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, it must be so lovely to be like that. So fruitful, like a bud that's about to burst.
Oh. Well, yes, I do feel like I'm almost bursting sometimes.
Oh, yes. And to think there's a real little baby inside that beautiful bum.
Well, it's busy kicking me in the ribs, yeah.
Oh, that must be so magical.
Well, that's me done anyway, so thanks, Helen. And goodbye, Vicky.
I hope your little celebration goes well.
Yes, thanks. Oh, Helen, meant to ask. How's Pat coping without Clary?
Just about, I think.
Oh, yes, with a broken wrist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that awful?
Has she found anyone to help out?
Not yet. They're all having to work extra hours until she does.
Oh, poor things.
So why doesn't she just call an agency?
It's not quite as simple as that. Whoever they sent, she'd still have to train them up.
Oh, yes.
But it's a personality thing, too. I mean, they all work under such pressure. Even a temp would need to fit in.
Well,
yes, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think Mum would prefer someone she knew. Somebody local.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, wish her luck. Bye.
Bye. You okay there, Vicky?
Oh, yes, I'll just grab a few vegetables.
I'll just shout if you need a hand.
Helen, so is this dairy work very difficult?
Well, yes. Well, complicated. All the equipment and the hygiene regs and...
Still, I mean, Susan seemed to get the hang of it quite fast, didn't she? So it can't be that hard, really.
Hello, what's all this? Santa's grotto?
Oh, Dad, mind.
Well, if you must cover the floor in wrapping paper.
Ah, my presents for Phoebe. She'll be here in a few minutes.
Presents, plural.
Yes, a surprise. I'm going to put them under the tree and we can enjoy her unwrapping them.
Okay, but I mean, just how many is she getting?
Hey, and look at this top. Oh, she is so going to love it. It's gorgeous.
Expensive?
No, it was marked down to half price.
She's getting all these as well as the laptop from us.
Oh, I'm allowed to spoil her a bit to make up for me going away.
Yeah, perhaps, but I mean, does Rory know she's getting all this?
Oh, Mum says she's got something for Rory.
Yes, but...
So that's okay, he won't feel left out.
Yeah, but that's only one, and it's a tiny thing, one of his tree presents.
Brian, can you have a look at the oven?
What, me? Why?
Such a small bird, I don't want it to overcook.
Have you put the cold plate in?
Well, can you do that?
Oh, all right, it'll make you happier.
Okay, oh, great, that's the lot.
Oh, do hope everything is going to be ready in time.
Mum, don't stress, think festive.
Well, I'm trying to.
It's not a contest, we want it to be fun for Phoebe.
Yes, all right. Oh, it's a shame that Alice couldn't get home early, but...
Yeah.
She's still got a week, so you won't see her.
Mm.
It was so nice to have her back. And Kate, before Phoebe comes... Have you told her yet?
Mum.
You know about your plans?
I've not really had the chance.
Well, I think you should.
Mum, just leave that up to me, please.
Right. But don't leave it too long, will you?
Oh, Pat!
Vicky! Hello. Have you been out here long?
No, but there was nobody in the house, so I...
Oh, yeah. We're all flat out, I'm afraid. No tea break this afternoon.
Yes, your staffing crisis.
Yes.
Helen was telling me all about it.
I was just going into the office to make some calls.
Yes, all right. I mustn't hold you up. I just wondered... You know, well, I wanted to ask...
Ask what?
If you're so desperate for help in the dairy, well, perhaps I could do it for you.
Oh,
Well, I've got the time. I mean, I only work 2 days at the surgery, so I could come here the other 3 days.
Well, that's kind of you to offer.
And I know it's not easy. It's specialised work, but...
Well, yeah, that's the trouble. It's quite a skilled job, really.
Well, I'm willing to learn. Helen said whoever you took on, you'd have to train them first.
Well, yes, that's certainly true.
And she said you'd rather have somebody local. I mean, I know I don't have much experience, but, well, I'm married to a milkman, aren't I?
This is a different kind of dairy.
Yes, but, well, Susan had no experience when she started either, and I'm a fast learner.
So you say 3 days a week?
Yes, but that's not set in stone. I mean, I could try and swap my shifts around if that makes it easier for you, and I could get some cover for me at the shop.
Well, yes, perhaps we could work something out.
So you'll take me then?
Tell you what, why don't you come in while I make these calls and then I'll take you round and show you what the job involves.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
And if you're still so keen after all that, well, take it from there.
Oh, wow. This all looks so amazing.
Happy early Christmas.
Thanks, Mum, and you too.
And from all of us.
Love these decorations. And the tree. All those presents.
Surprise!
Wow.
There's one there for Rory as well.
I thought I was just getting one or two, not a whole pile.
Oh, so let's say Santa Claus came early too.
And of course you don't have to open them all now.
Mum, it's up to Phoebe.
Yes, all right.
I don't know what to do.
Well, everything's ready. We could eat first and do the presents later.
Mum, let Phoebe decide.
Right, darling.
Okay, so can I open some of them now and the rest later?
Okay.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Great.
Come on, she's here already.
Oh,
Happy Christmas!
Steady!
Hi, Rory.
But it's not real Christmas, it's a pretend one for Phoebe.
Yes, darling, that's right.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Right, come on, come and sit by me here.
Now, who needs a drink?
I'm okay, thanks.
And me.
Oh, yes, please, darling.
So, what's the plan? I keep smelling that turkey.
Well, we're going to open some presents first, and then we'll eat.
Ah, sounds good to me.
So, Phoebe.
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start?
Can I have a present?
Yes, just wait a minute, Rory.
Which one shall I open?
How about the big one?
Well...
Wow.
Is that okay, Mum?
Yes, that one's from the two of us.
Really?
Yes.
So huge.
Where's mine?
Oh.
Well, come on, let's have a look, shall we?
What is it? Oh,
this wrapping paper. Keep going. You're going to love this.
Ah, here we are, Rory. Mm.
Is that mine?
Yes. Do you want to open it?
But it's only a little one.
Oh, you want some help there, Phoebs?
No, thanks. I can manage.
Well, no, never mind. Open it and see.
Rory, darling, you'll get your big ones on Christmas Day with the rest of us.
That's not fair.
Oh, come on, darling. Oh, Rory.
Okay, darling.
Oh, wait. Look,
leave it. I'll sort him out. Now, come on, Rory.
Don't believe it.
Don't be like that, really.
A laptop.
Didn't you guess?
No way. Is that for real?
It's the same as mine, see?
Oh, wow.
So you can talk to me and see me when I'm in Joburg.
That is so amazing. Oh, Granny, thanks.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it, darling. Happy Christmas.
Well, if there's anything else you want to know, give me a call.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hi. Mum, I'm going to do an hour in the packing shed before I go home.
All right. Oh, and here, let me introduce our new dairy assistant. Oh, Vicky.
Yes, it's me. I'm going to stand in for Clary.
Hey, wow, that's great.
Isn't it?
She's going to start her training tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell Mike.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes.
Baby's excited too.
Oh, is he kicking?
He or she, yes.
Oh, here. Let me just...
Oh, sorry. Cold hands.
No.
Vicky...
Up here, is it? At the top?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it's there. I can feel it. Oh, that's so wonderful.
Okay, well, if Helen's still got packing to do...
Oh, yes. Sorry, must go. I'm nearly start tomorrow.
Bye. See you then.
Yes, I'll see you. Bye.
Bye. Are you okay?
Well, yes.
Sorry, I should have seen that coming.
No, it's fine, Mum. I mean, she might have asked me first.
Yes.
Oh, I don't mind, really. As long as the baby's okay. I guess she can feel it whenever she likes.
Is Rory okay in there?
Oh, yes. He's fine now. Watching his new DVD.
Good.
Oh, I think Honor is satisfied.
Mm. Well, I mean, Kate should have thought. I mean, she might have warned her she was going on a shopping spree.
Oh, never mind. Where are they now?
Upstairs, trying on Phoebe's new top.
No.
I mean, don't you think it's wrong for Kate to spoil her like that?
Yes, but... Oh, that's really up to Kate, isn't it, darling?
Well, you ask me, she's trying to buy off her guilty conscience.
Come on, come and show them.
Hey, Granny, what do you think?
Oh, yes!
Isn't it great? It's awesome.
Yes, it really suits you.
What do you think, Dad?
Yeah, very smart. Hasn't she done well?
I'm going to wear it home and show Dad and Hayley.
Yes, why don't you?
It's been such a great party, though. Really brilliant. Thanks, Granny.
Oh, we've enjoyed it as well.
Hey, Mum, I've been thinking, maybe we should have a New Year's party when you get back.
Well, maybe.
So it'll be a bit late, but, like, only a couple of weeks. We could still do it.
Yeah,
Kate?
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's... Sweetheart, I've had to change my plans a bit, that's all.
What?
I'll have to stay in Joburg for a bit longer than I thought.
Longer? Why?
So I can finish my uni project. There are people I need to talk to.
How much longer?
Not long. A week or two, maybe.
2 weeks? Why didn't you tell me?
It's a real pain, I know. It was quite tough persuading my tutor, but it's the only way I can do it.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too, sweetheart, but I'll be back the very first day I can, I promise.
It's okay, really. Don't worry about it.
Phoebe...
I'll have to go home soon. I'm going to change out of this top.
Okay. Oh, dear. Mum.
Here we go again.
Dad, she's okay.
Shall I go up?
Mum, no, please, just leave her.
I think she's quite upset, Kate.
She's better on her own. I know her. She just needs a bit of space. She'll be fine.